أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Quran Sharif to the Ummah and the meanings of it, etc., the details. And also in details all the hadith and the whole of deen. And also he purified the character, the akhlaq of the Ummah, where that is made them strong in deen. And this was in the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was foretold in all the scriptures of before. And very clearly it was in the Torah and Injil also. But particularly the Jews, the Bani Israel, they did not follow those teachings and they distorted the ayats. They left out many ayats in the Torah and they changed many ayats and they did not practice according to the Torah. They changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala to suit the people. They sold the deen of Allah Ta'ala for the sake of this worldly benefits. So with regard to those people, and from there we also have to take a lesson, each one of us. Allah Ta'ala says, the example of these Bani Israel Jews who distorted and changed the Torah, did not practice on it, and they sold their deen. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. مثال ان لوگوں کی جن پر لادی توریت پھر نہ اٹھائی انہوں نے. The example of those people who were given the burden, who were given the responsibility of the Torah. The Torah was revealed to them, and then they did not fulfill its rights. They did not fulfill the duties. They did not practice upon it. They changed it, etc. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. مثال گھدی کی. The example is that of a donkey. يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. پیٹ پر لے جاتے ہیں کتابیں. Like a donkey carrying kitabs on its back. It doesn't know the value, whether it's carrying stones, whether it's carrying diamonds, whether it's carrying what valuable things. So like that is the example of that person who has knowledge and he does not practice on that knowledge, does not make his life according to that knowledge. That person is like a donkey that is just carrying this knowledge, but he's not practicing on it. And this applies to all of us. One alim said that the greatest fear I have on the day of Qiyamah is that Allah will ask that ma amilta fi ma alimta. What did you practice upon that which you knew? Like we all know, for example, 5 times namaz is faraz. How many of us practice on it? We will be asked about that also. You had that knowledge. Did you practice on it? We know that lying is haram, but yet we lie so much. We know to become angry is haram, wrongly, for a wrong reason. But yet we become so angry. We know casting evil gazes at other women is totally haram. Yet we do that. All that, the guna of that guna is separate. But this knowledge that we acquired, and we did not practice upon it. We know that we have to be kind to the poor, to the needy. But how much are we kind and compassionate towards the needy, etc. We know that the neighbors have got rights over us, but how much are we fulfilling those rights? All those things also we will be questioned. And today is a time where the explosion of information on Google, on the internet, and people are Googling almost everything. We are acquiring that knowledge. How much are we practicing upon it? In the days of before, the people should acquire knowledge and then they should go and first practice upon it. Then they should come and acquire more knowledge. But today it has become a trend that we just want to acquire more and more knowledge. Even if it is deeny knowledge, it's very good. But how much are we practicing upon it? This is a very important thing. Allah gives the example of that, like that of a donkey that is carrying the knowledge, but it doesn't know what it's carrying, it's not practicing upon it. All a donkey wants is green grass. Where it finds green grass, it is very happy. And our example must not be that we just want the beauty of this dunya, the enjoyment of this dunya, and we don't realize what responsibility is on our back, how much we have to fulfill the rights of this knowledge. بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ بُرِي مِثَال ہے ان لوگوں کی جنہوں نے جھٹلایا اللہ کی کتاب و کتباتوں کی. Very bad is this example of those people who falsified the ayats, the signs of Allah Ta'ala. That is, they went to the extreme limit where they changed the ayats, where they left out many ayats. The Quran Sharif, Allah Himself has taken the responsibility that I will look after the Quran, so the Quran Sharif will not be able to be changed by anyone. But the Torah, the Injil, the Bible, and the Old Testament, New Testament, this have been changed very, very much. And they sold the deed to suit the wealthy people and to give masalas to them according to that. Today also we have to fear that how much aren't we also changing the deen. Though we can never change the Quran Sharif, but we are changing many things and we are making it to suit us, our whims and fancies. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. اور اللہ راہ نہیں دیتا بے انصاف لوگوں کو. And Allah does not show the path, does not guide those people who have done so much of wrong. When a person does wrong, a black spot forms on his heart. If he doesn't make tawbah and correct himself, and again wrong, another black spot, until his heart becomes completely black, then it is sealed. Then Allah does not allow hidayah to go into that heart. May Allah protect us. And when a person reaches that stage, then he sees the wrong as right, and the right as wrong. And unfortunately, like many people say, we know the condition of the ummah, but the ummah doesn't want to change its condition. Allah gives hidayah when we want to turn to Allah. But when we want to prove the right is wrong and the wrong is right, which is happening commonly today, then that is a very serious condition. Allah says after that, He even seals the heart, and then nothing goes into that heart. May Allah make us realize what is right, make sincere tawbah. Tawbah is a very important ingredient in our life. Regularly we have to make a lot of tawbah, and then inshallah Allah will open our hearts and the lure of hidayat will enter.